As we've reported, the new contract through to the year 2026 includes an agreement for the 10-day film festival to shift its dates if it should conflict with the Martin Luther King holiday. But Pierce said the new deal handles several other organizational and legal items.
There are a lot of things that have changed over the years since we wrote that agreement, and a lot of things that we wanted to tighten up, some safety issues, you know, some sponsor trademark protection areas. And so as we opened up that agreement, you know, that just lends itself to negotiations overall.
She said the image presented by the festival in January is important.
But no matter what happens during those 10 days, it's a reflection on Sundance Institute and on Park City. So we wanted to make sure that we have the right systems in place to, you know, shine the best light on the town.
Yeah. So what does that look like? More police presence? Or
There's further code enforcements, signage issues, just tightening up of the way that our sponsors activate in the town, and the way that we use, you know, mostly Main Street. That's where the majority of things happen. So we worked really closely with the Historic Park City Alliance as far as, you know, how we can, you know, show off Park City in the best way and keep everything safe for all the crowds that come.
We asked her if the festival is wanting to curb other spin-off events such as Slam Dance. Pierce said that is not their focus.
But more making sure that, you know, the official companies that come into town to support Sundance directly kind of get that boost up and have that more exposure so that they can thrive and continue to support us, because without them we could not do this festival and no one would win in that case.
While other renowned film events include the Telluride, Cannes, Toronto, and Tribeca film festivals, Sundance is virtually the only major festival that is not named after its locale. However, Pierce said Park City, Utah is closely associated with the event.
We've always claimed Park City as our home, and there's a provision in the contract that we use Park City, Utah in any of our press releases, and it is amazing. Anytime any Sundance does anything anywhere, we have a festival in London now, and we've just launched a festival this last August in Los Angeles. Every article that was written about those two festivals mentioned Park City and Utah in them. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of play that Park City gets from being connected to us.
Sarah Pierce, co-director of the Sundance Film Festival. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.